Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, Roxanne, we are back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. And you know what? Like I was saying earlier, there's just so much that goes on this time of year, mm-hmm. right? Because we're getting to the holiday season. And we're trying to kind of, I think, get winterized. If that.
And when we speak of winterized in the fall, it means cold flu season, too.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm really excited. We've got some old friends that are here. I'm excited to welcome back to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Andrea Bell, who is the marketing and I believe business development. Mm-hmm. Is that in your title?
Yes.
All right. If not, that's what they're going to call you, yeah. right? Business development director for Desert Valley Hospital. And we have a special guest. Yeah, we've got a doctor in the house, Dr. Willemere, who is a doctor of internal medicine, who's here with us today. And so I'm just excited to hear about what's going on. Specifically, they're here today to talk to us about a special community event that's coming up. So, Andrea, can you tell us about this very special community event that's coming up soon?
Yes. So we have our annual Fall Health Fair coming up September 27th at the Mall of Victor Valley.
Okay. Yes. And what time is that?
The event will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay.
It's open to the community.
Okay. It's open to the community. And so it's free to the community right there inside of the mall. And tell us a little bit about what people can expect.
So they can expect to see between 20 to 30 vendors, so different organizations in our community who are providing a lot of educational material, you know, a lot of things, resources, what they do in our community. A lot of people here don't know what we have available
exactly.
to them.
Yeah.
So we've invited a lot of different organizations who can assist with anything that they need.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah, what a wonderful opportunity to come out and really get acquainted with what's going on in our healthcare community, mm-hmm. right?
And it's all in one place.
And it's all in one place, mm-hmm. yes. And so I understand that you guys are doing something that's really, really special, which is you're giving away some free flu shots. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, definitely. So we are going to give away 100 free flu shots to those who would like to come and receive them.
Okay, and that's on a first-come,
first-served? First-served basis, yes.
At the event,
It'll
right?
be at the event, yes.
Is there, they don't have to sign up or they can just come into the event?
They just come to the event, you know, enjoy all the different booths, stop by the flu and health screening station that our residents oversee, and then, they'll just come by.
Great. Mm-hmm. And so speaking of flu, we're now in getting into that cold and flu season. Mm-hmm. And so, Dr. Willemere, I want to ask you, if you will share with us a little bit about flu, because I know that there are frequently asked questions and information that our community may want to have. Will you share with us a little bit about that?
Sure. So it's very important to take the vaccine, to take the flu shot. So I brought like five common questions that patients ask me during the clinic. Like, first of all, what is influenza? Mm-hmm. So some of them don't even know what type of microorganism it is. It's a RNA virus. So I don't want to talk too much about details of scientifically or medic terms, but I just want to emphasize the importance and why it's so important to take the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, there are three types of vaccine. There is the inactivated influenza vaccine, the one that we are offering is a chelate form of the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually intramuscular, which is the one that we're going to be providing that day.
Okay.
But what is the question is, why should I get the vaccine if sometimes I can still get the influenza virus? So that's one of the most common questions that they ask me. And yes, you can still have the influenza vaccine, the influenza virus infection, even though you get the vaccine. But there is a reason why, and there are also important things that we need to know that is going to protect with the vaccine. So the virus itself has some proteins in it, like hemagglutinin and neuraminidase. These proteins vary year to year.
Okay.
So it's something called antigenic shift. So this antigenic shift and antigenic drift, particularly the drift, are the ones that cause the outbreaks. When we talk about antigenic drift, these very particular point mutations in the strains of the virus that are going to cause a little different form of the virus. So mm-hmm. when you get the vaccine, usually we provide the trivalent or the quadrivalent, which are basically two strains of the influenza A and two strains of the influenza B. That
okay.
would be the quadrivalent. So when you get that shot, you are basically telling your immune system that you are going to recognize those four strains and you're going to create antibodies that attack that particular strains. Now, with this particular antigenic drift that we're talking about, these point mutations can cause the strain to not be recognized by the body.
Okay.
And that's why you can still get influenza even though you get the vaccine. Now, what is the importance? The vaccine will provide approximately a 60% chance of not getting flu at all.
Mm-hmm.
So you are still having a 40% chance of getting it.
Okay.
But if you get it, you're going to have milder symptoms, first of all.
Okay.
Second thing is that if you get influenza, there's also a lot of complications of influenza. It's just not the common symptoms that we already know. You can get pneumonia by different microorganisms like Staphylococcus aureus, which could be potential and increases mortality if you get it. So the importance of vaccine is that you're going to reduce all these chances of developing pneumonia or more complications, particularly in seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Ages plus 55, I would definitely recommend it. There's a lot of COPDs, heart failure, cardiovascular disease in our community, so all of these people are going to definitely benefit from the vaccine.
Okay.
There are also other questions that they ask me. Why the vaccine cannot protect 100% from getting the influenza? So as I was saying, this variation that comes in the genome of the virus, the body is never, or we are not, in order to cover 100%, we will have to inject all the different possible kinds of strains.
Okay.
And that is actually not possible.
Right.
So that's the real reason why what the people do, or these World Health Organizations do, is that they come into an agreement in September or in February in northern hemispheres. In here, in our southern hemisphere, it's going to be in September. So that's why they come up in September with some epidemiologic studies, and they say, okay, these probably are going to be the strains that are most commonly causing influenza in this particular season, and that's why we gave those four strains.
Okay.
So that's the reason. Next one that I really commonly get a question is about side effects, long-term effects, or contraindications.
Okay.
So the most common side effects that you can have is right away. You might have inflammation, redness at the site of the injection.
Right.
You can get some. It's very common to have, but it usually goes away after 24 hours. There's no actual contraindication to get the influenza vaccine. Another very weird side effect could be anaphylaxis, which is basically like you get rashes everywhere in the body, or respiratory failure, or hypotension. It's very uncommon, but if you get that, you should not be getting more seasonal vaccines at that time, but okay. It's very uncommon. Another thing that people have asked me is about Guillain-Barré. They have thinking that vaccines can cause Guillain-Barré. So actually, that's kind of true, but not true at all. So mm-hmm. one case per million vaccines can actually develop Guillain-Barré. But the trick here is that actually if you get influenza virus infection, you could actually have more chance of developing Guillain-Barré than with the vaccine.
Okay.
So it should not be a something to worry about, or any contraindications or side effects. People who have egg allergies should not be worried about it.
Okay.
There's no correlation between the vaccine and egg allergy or any other type of allergy.
Okay, so they can eat their eggs.
They can eat their eggs. Okay. They can do whatever they want.
Okay.
Those are very awesome tips.
Right. And what? I think, Doctor, one of the things that I'm hearing that we should really be aware of is the fact that getting the flu shot does not mean that you won't get the flu. It just helps you to 60% of not being able to get the flu. But if you get the flu, you won't have as hard a time, right? It won't be as challenging. as if you're not vaccinated, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Particularly, this would be most likely true patients who have COPD, any type of lung disease, mm-hmm. heart diseases. They are having a lot of comorbidities, which will make the influenza virus infection a little bit worse or difficult to clear. Another question that they ask me a lot is, if I get the shot, can I actually get the virus infection from the shot? And it actually cannot happen, especially okay. with this vaccine that we're offering. It's a killed vaccine.
Okay.
They're injecting the virus completely killed. What our body is doing is recognizing that strain and creating antibodies against that strain. But the virus is actually have no capability of invading any cell because okay. it's already dead. What happened, and I have been told by patients, is that they said, I got the influenza shot, and 1 week afterwards, I developed flu. So what happened there? So first of all, when you get the vaccine, our body takes between 1 to 2 weeks to create antibodies against that particular strain. So let's say you got the vaccine today. If you unfortunately were exposed the next day or the next 2 days to a person who was actually infected by the influenza, you are still in that frame in which you can still get infected.
In which you can still get it. Okay.
Another common thing is that even though, as you guys know, influenza symptoms are very non-specific. You will have shortness of breath, fever, fatigue, generalized weakness. You can get that with COVID. You can get that with rhinovirus, adenovirus, other type of viruses, and not actually influenza. So sometimes we can get the symptoms and think that we actually got flu, but in reality we could have anything else.
Yes. Okay. Wow. That's great information. Thank you, because I've asked some of those questions myself, so thank you for clearing that up. So once again, I just want to say, again, free flu shots, 100 of them,
yes,
so 100. First come, first serve. And then, Andrea, please share with us again, date, time, location.
So it's September 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., inside the Mall of Victor Valley. You can enter in through the entrance right next to the Red Robin.
Okay.
And then you will just kind of come up against our check-in booth, and Dr. Willem will be there providing flu shots.
Great. Yeah. And then you had how many vendors was it?
We have between 20 to 30 vendors.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So want to thank you. I want to thank you, Dr. Willemere, for clearing those things up for us.
Thank you
very helpful. Andrea, we want to thank you and Desert Valley Community Hospital and Medical Group for the work that you guys continue to do in community to make sure that we are whole, healthy. Mm-hmm. That's really, really important. So thank you for that, and thank you for coming on today to share with us this opportunity that we have as community to go out and get what I call winterized, right? And before I let you go, is there anything else that you want to share?
I don't, Doctor.
Yeah, I just want to invite all the community to assist to the event. We're going to be there sharing our experience, sharing the flu shots. It's not going to be only flu shots. We're going to screen for diabetes, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia. So it's a very important time. If you mm-hmm. have any diagnosis or maybe not, if you have primary care doctor or not, we can maybe help you at that point. I'll be there. I'm currently primary doctor at Desert Valley Hospital, so I could be helping you guys if anyone needs some help.
Yes. Seniors who may not yes. be able to drive by themselves, gather your friends and take them to the health fair.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, again, I want to thank you both for coming on and sharing with us. We'll look to have you back. Dr. Willemere, don't be a stranger. We'll look to have you come back and share with us information, because a healthy community is a thriving community. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation. You're open to come anytime.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Good morning, Regina. How are you?
I'm great. We still have a little bit of summer hanging on.
Yes. Hope everybody's enjoying the weather.
Yes, yes. And you know what? This time of year, we get so busy. We have so many events and wonderful things that are happening. And this month, September, from September 15th through October 15th, is Hispanic Heritage Month. And so we are really excited to have in studio some very special guests that have got a really special, fun event coming up. Really, really soon. And so I want to welcome to the studio Of course, Elizabeth Duarte, who is the Director of Instruction and Tutoring and Academic Support at Victor Valley College. I also want to welcome Martha Mendez, who is the Adult Education Director or Manager at VVC. And then we also have somebody who's really special because she is the musical director of the mariachi that is really hosting this event at VVC. And we have Vanessa Sassinia. Did I say that right?
Yep, perfect.
I am so proud of myself and glad you're not mad at me.
Never.
So I want to say welcome, ladies, good to morning. Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And so we're just going to jump in because we don't want to miss anything. We want everybody to get the information. Most importantly, we want people to be excited to show up. So tell us when this wonderful event is happening and what it's all about.
Absolutely. It's our second annual Mariachi Festival at Victor Valley College. And this year I was invited to MC, so I'm so ecstatic.
Oh.
I look forward to being there with our familias in the Alto Desierto, HD, and celebrating with Martha, my colega, and also Vanessa with the mariachis, with baile folclórico, with familias from the dad to the mom to the children who are free. And we're going to talk about all the details together. So I'm so happy to be part of this event and celebrating our cultura.
Yes. And so tell us a little bit more. It happens when, where, what time?
Absolutely. It's Saturday, October 4th.
Okay.
And it starts at 3 p.m. outside the Student Activity Center at Victor Valley College.
It's an afternoon event.
Yeah, okay. That's nice. Okay. Yeah, that's a nice time of day to have that. Okay, and then is there admission or is it free to the public? What's the deal?
It is a ticketed event. So its general admission is $15. And then we have VIP tables for $260 where organizations can go ahead and get their table, have a setting right by the mariachi band, and get that VIP access to our food vendors and also drinks.
Okay, sounds good. So then, Vanessa, tell us a little bit about what we can expect in the way of the performers and the music that we're going to hear.
Well, this year, our list of performers has grown substantially. So this year, you're going to be delighted by many groups such as Mariachi Águila Real, Mariachi Rayos El Sol, Mariachi Gavilanes, Mariachi Estrella, Mariachi Azucena, Mariachi Alma del Desierto, Mariachi Jaguares, and our lovely baile folclórico,
yes.
Flores El Desierto,
yes.
As well as food, all kinds of drinks, as you mentioned, vendors. It's just going to be a beautiful evening.
Yeah, just a wonderful celebration, and I love the music. I love how you roll those R's. I'm going to get you to teach me how to do that. Okay, and so, Martha, tell us what role you play in all of this.
Oh, well, Regina, thank you for asking. I've been part of Victor Valley College for over 30 years.
Wow.
I'm a Victor Valley College former ASB president. Willie Pringle was my leadership advisor at the time, who I hold near and dear to my heart.
I love him.
To work at VVC.
Yes.
And I share all of this because it's been a long time coming. I actually knew Vanessa's aunt. She was in ASB with me. But I think what's so beautiful about this event is that we get to invite our community, our Hispanic community, that we get to share mariachi. We get to fundraise for the music department and make this a sustainable and longstanding event with our community partners and musicians like Vanessa.
And that's wonderful to know because this is actually put on by the music department. And
Absolutely.
So the funding that's raised from this event will go to support the music department, right?
Absolutely. It will.
Right. Yes. And I think that's really, really important to know. I'm going to ask you, ladies, why is it important? What's the importance and the significance of us celebrating and acknowledging and recognizing Hispanic Heritage Month? What does that really mean to you?
I think what it means to me personally is that we come together as a community and we celebrate and honor our likenesses, our differences, but we really honor diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do this by being inclusive and by welcoming people to share in what mariachi is, the liveliness
yes.
of our culture, of our cultura. It just means so much to be able to offer this at Victor Valley College, but it just means honoring and creating space to celebrate and share our differences, similarities, and
yes.
food, you know,
yes.
and family.
Yes.
So tacos and
yes.
But music, mariachi is, I think, in our blood.
I love it. I love it. Vanessa, yeah. What about for you?
For me, it's really just creating a space where youth, if they've ever heard of mariachi, if they've ever seen mariachi, and it's kind of, you know, connected in their mind, oh, that looks interesting, you know.
Yes.
Having a place where they can see what it is like in practice, in action, yes. And just really seeing themselves in the groups that are out there and allowing them that opportunity to be able to tap inside and kind of think, huh, is this something I want to be included in? Is this something that I also want to give a try, you know?
Right. I will say this. Many years ago, through my nonprofit, the DVL Project, Dreamers, Visionaries, and Leaders, we did a Felix Diaz annual mariachi festival. And what I will tell you really stuck with me was the intergenerational. I mean, I saw generations, young people, little ones, and then definitely the grandmothers and grandfathers that were all there celebrating, enjoying this music, right? And it was a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And it was a beautiful thing. It was beautiful to see that. And I mean, they were really engaged. You know, people were really engaged. And then there were people from other cultures that did come, other ethnicities that did come and enjoyed just as much, right? Like, I enjoyed it, and I didn't know. I would always say to Mr. Diaz, what are they saying? What is this song about, right? But nonetheless, you know, music is a universal language, right? And so it always kind of touched. Just beautiful. So I'm so glad that VVC is doing that and allowing us to have an opportunity to come and celebrate and learn, right?
Right.
And enjoy. Even if we feel like I'm not really learning anything, I'm just here to enjoy the music and chill, right?
Yeah.
But doing that. So Liz, for you, what does Hispanic Heritage Month mean? And why is it important?
It's very important because it's the core of who I am as a Latina woman with our families and our culture and our traditions that we grew up with. But to be able to share it on campus with the team, with the families, we have a lot of students that are playing in mariachis from all ages.
Yes.
I mean, there's even a teen mariachi band that, you know, plays at Raul's, which is a local, you know, restaurant. I mean, they attend Victor Valley College. And for them to bring their familias onto our campus and build that connection with adulthood, with the mariachi, for me being there 20 years and being part of so many events, like you said, music brings everybody together, the food, the culture, and being able to openly build that sense of belonging and welcoming everybody, that they are welcomed on our campus,
yes,
in the community,
that's hugely
with their
important
culture, with their traditions that they grew up with. It just means value and appreciation,
yes,
and that is something that we want to make sure that we embody.
Yeah, and a respect,
for
the culture. Yes. Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, two of these ladies said they've been at the college for 30 years and 20 years, and neither one of them look past 25. So I don't know. I might need to go join the college faculty or staff so I get some of that youth, fountain of youth, whatever you guys have found. Ladies, I want to thank you so much for being here with us today and sharing, helping us to be able to join as community in the celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month. Is there anything else that you want to share, or at least leave us with date, time, location, all of that?
Where can you get your tickets?
Yes, where can you get your tickets?
Alrighty, so once again, it is October 4th, Saturday, October 4th at 3 p.m., right outside of the SAC. And if you'd like to go ahead and get your tickets, you can do so online. It's called On-Site. If you go on VVC's portal, you should be able to find it through there.
Okay.
If not, you can look on social media for Mariachi Aguilar Real HD. I know that tickets are also physically available Wednesdays after 12, I believe.
Yes. And the day of.
And the day of as well.
Okay.
At Victor Valley College.
Yes.
Yes. Great. Well, once again, I want to thank you all for coming in and sharing with us. And like I said, before we let you go, is there anything else or did we get it?
There is one more thing. Mm-hmm. I have the Mexican grito for you whenever you're ready for me.
Yeah. Oh, it's your trademark.
Look at Regina. No, I'm serious. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, it's not a grito in Independence and Hispanic Heritage Month until you do the grito. Here it goes.
That was great.
Whether you put that on or not, it's okay to me. But I had to do that.
Thank you, Liz.
It's out of my...
You got skills. I'm impressed. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.